The demographics of Gwinnett County are rapidly changing. For the first time this summer, minorities account for half of the county's total voting population. That's opened the door for diverse candidates, including one who could become the first Muslim elected to state office. WBE's Tasneem Shama has this profile.
Tokir, or T.R. Rajabov, was born in the former Soviet Union. But in 1992, a civil war broke out in what's now modern-day Tajikistan.
Every time we saw something bad happening on our streets, my mother or my father would say, "Did you see that, TR?" I said, "Yeah. When you grow up, make sure you change the world for the better." So they kept instilling that in me. But as the war continued, they knew that there wouldn't be any opportunities for me in Tajikistan growing up.
So they put a 15-year-old TR on a plane by himself to Alabama. He arrived in Pell City with just $200 and a student visa. He graduated from Victor Christian School and then Jacksonville State University with a bachelor's in nursing. He aspired to medical school, but it was too expensive, and nursing wasn't quite what he promised his family.
I was changing the world on a small scale, but I wasn't really satisfied. I wanted to do something bigger.
So he started three healthcare companies and retired at the age of 27. He's now 32, and a short black beard frames his pale white face. He's Muslim, but comfortable quoting from the Bible. His Russian/Alabama accent comes out when he talks to voters.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I am.
How are you? My name is TR. I'm running for state house, state representative.
Yeah.
I'm not selling anything.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Charlie Johnson opens the door. He's a Trump supporter. Johnson is a business owner and supports the Republican Party's platform.
I don't want to be regulated to death.
Yeah.
And I don't need government to do my business.
Yeah.
I just need my government really to just enable me to do what I do.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur.
Are you a business owner?
As a business owner.
Me too. Man, yeah. Come on, I'm a business owner as well.
Absolutely.
I got about 100 employees.
TR isn't sure if he's got his vote, but they end in a bear hug.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, man, I appreciate your time. Way to be out on the streets.
Yes,
I applaud you with that.
TR's running as a Democrat, but he could easily be a Republican. In fact, he knocked on doors in Miami for Republican Ron Paul when he ran for president in 2012. Brooke Mughal is helping TR with his campaign. He's a political advisor who's worked on more than 20 campaigns statewide.
Gwinnett is going to be the hub where more candidates, different ethnicity backgrounds, different faith, running for not only state house, a state senate, but local city council and county commissions.
Gwinnett recently elected Brenda Lopez, the first Latina, Pedro Marin, the first Latino, and BJ Pak, the first Korean American, to the Georgia General Assembly. And if elected, TR would be the first Muslim in the state legislature.
I don't like to mix religion with politics and politics with religion. And this is very dangerous because when people start using religion or religious beliefs for their political motivations, then we have things like ISIS and KKK and the rest of the crazy people around the world.
But he's not immune to anti-Muslim rhetoric and has taken hits on his Facebook page. But it doesn't faze him. In fact, he doesn't mention his faith unless people ask.
Part of the reason you don't see on my website or anything like that about Muslim, because I'm not running to be an imam. I'm not running to be a religious scholar or anything like that. I'm running to be a politician in politics, to be a public servant. It doesn't mean a Muslim servant or a Christian servant. It means a public servant.
TR is running to represent State House District 108, which leans Republican. It covers the city of Lilburn and surrounding area in Gwinnett County. In 2012, more than 60% voted for Mitt Romney. But in just 4 years, it's obvious things are changing. As TR finds out, while driving through the neighborhoods, trying to find people to talk to, using a voter directory.
Ms. Patricia Hartman, 61 years old, female, leaning Republican, white.
But the voter directory is wrong. There's no Ms. Hardman. A Hispanic family lives there now. This happens at almost every house we visit. A white family has moved out, and an Asian, black, or Hispanic family has moved in. His opponent is Republican Clay Cox. He's running to get his old seat back, which he left empty in 2010 to run unsuccessfully for Congress. Cox didn't respond to requests for comment for this story. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.